Ricardo.
All right, we'll probably get sued. Taken off of YouTube immediately for 20 seconds of the podcast. Welcome to a brand new edition of the Swift Kicks podcast. I'm Alex. With me, as always, are Nate, apparent Rangers fan Ben, and deep rooted fan of Celtic Stavros. Welcome, everybody. We're all back together. Sick is this jersey? It's been a long time.
I love it. It feels like Thanksgiving clearance. Or the holidays.
Feels like Thanksgiving.
What's on the arm?
Feels like, I don't know, like, feel like we all need a nice warm plate of food in front of us. And
is that a Tampax?
You know. You trying to get me to show off a little bit? You want me to flex with you, bro? Yeah, boxed. Someone yeah. Google what boxed
yeah,
is.
Ben,
yeah, I don't know what that stands for.
You in a different room?
Yeah, I've migrated downstairs. That's just like when Man United had Kohler on the arm. Nice. I had no idea what that was until I was using
that's
it.
That's a fridge, right?
That is.
They also make urinals. And I was like, yeah, this checks out. This makes total sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Well, just this is McGuire. You know,
now that you bring it up, I think I've peed in a boxed urinal as well.
I think that was just boxed wine.
Yeah, also great.
Close, amazing. Steve. Wrong direction.
Is that actually what that is? Is boxed wine? Is that real?
There's a company called Boxed Wine, and it's white with holes in it. I don't think so.
Great.
Yeah, I will find that out.
Seems like a good night.
Yeah.
something to get your Monday night going.
Yeah. Did y'all hear that Man United got a sponsor
for
no.
Who?
No? It's hot off the press. You weren't supposed to ask me follow-up questions.
Hot off of pressure.
I'm just ready for it to not be Team Viewer. It is.
Is it going to be Zoom or Slack?
I can't find it.
Fresh, right?
Microsoft Teams.
Appears to be Extend.
Extend?
Guess we did there.
That's a good one. Yeah,
sorry about that, guys. I was slightly underprepared for that comment.
That was a good house. Yeah.
It all sorts of messed up here.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Right, we'll get you some
action. Oh,
Snapdragon. I knew that.
Did you?
I think Snapdragon is already one of your sponsors. I saw it on the side advertising.
They will be the shirt sponsors starting in 24-25 season. Clubs that
bring
Tuesday.
Back cool sponsors. I don't mean just for y'all. I mean for everyone.
If they get a dragon on their kit, that'd be pretty fresh. Just a dragon. Yeah, I think dragons.
Bring back AIG.
No, sharp. Sharp, yes. Sharp, but in the way that if you get hit with the ball,
Vodafone.
The letters hurt. Like like embroidered on in a stupid way. Most of the ball on a cold day, it leaves an imprint of the name. Yeah, that football was amazing. I couldn't even tell you what Snapdragon do.
They're like, it's definitely IT, I think.
Yeah, I think Nate's on the right computer on the right security. Path there.
Yeah, it's solid. Yes, they do like chips, semiconductors, and shit.
Yeah,
it's a little over your head.
Steve, right, I got a little something for you coming up. Wait till you hear AI, speaking of computers, has predicted the future Champions League winners for the next, I think it was something ridiculous, like 50 years, up until the year 2103. I have the graphic. I'm going to let you know when Celtic is going to win the Champions League next. So don't you worry. You are on this list somewhere.
I was going to say, I heard when. So. When? I heard that word.
We need it. We just need to freeze Steve.
It's going
to
happen.
We just got to freeze him. It won't be that long. No. You look very healthy, Steve. Like you'll live to a ripe.
Breaking news.
I'm a ripe 89. I'll take it.
Just so you guys are aware, Boxed is a boiler subscription service.
What?
You heard it here first. You get a boiler, you pay £30 a month. Yeah, so you essentially lease your boiler. That's Boxed. They are the proud sponsors of two teams, Rangers being one. Can you guys guess which former Premier League team is this?
I was about to say it was a Premier League. Was it like Forest?
Leeds.
Not one Forest.
Leeds.
Was Leeds. I remember it. What? Yep. Yep.
Just throwing out names now.
Sounds like a very Leeds sponsored.
No, I remember that.
Do you want to finance your boiler instead of just buying one?
They couldn't even get a real like.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's see. Let's just,
God. Yeah. Thanks. Fox and Rangers, please don't sue. Great business decision here.
Actually, please do. We need the publicity.
Yeah, we could use the PR, but we will not be able to pay. Yeah. Please, in fact, you know what? Just Steve.
Yeah.
He's wearing a Celtic jersey. He doesn't even have box, honestly. It was probably the most coverage box has gotten on a podcast ever, though. You know what? You should sponsor us. You owe us money. I'm seeing box.
He just changed his mind.
I don't need a boiler.
What flavor?
Go lease your boiler. You live in North America? You live in India? Yeah. Hey, you want a boiler? Hey. Here you go. Installations 1 to 6 months.
All right, onto the footy, shall we? Yeah. Okay.
Y'all haters.
Not a bad business model. Anyway, Nate and Ben, quite a clash.
Yeah.
Quite a clash between Liverpool and Man United weekend. Sets up we keep talking about it, quite a finish to the end of the Premier League season, obviously, for Liverpool's sake. But Man U.
I'll take the lead on that there, Alex. Thanks for teeing me up. Nate, good game. You know what I mean? Good game with the old-fashioned slap on the butt as you walk off the field back when sports were real. And I'm glad that got canceled, by the way. First time Liverpool has lost, like not won a game they've had a lead at halftime since perhaps Brighton. Is that correct?
No, I don't know. Sounds like something from probably last season.
Yeah, no, it was October of this year. Or this season, should I say, against Brighton. But I felt, as a Man U fan, I felt like we were pretty lucky to not get slaughtered there.
That was a win. We should have been absolutely trolloped.
Yeah. I think the first half, let me rephrase. If Liverpool would have just converted one in the last 15 minutes of the first half, like one more, it would have been a completely different game for Liverpool. That being said, United did just enough, or they let United in just enough by not scoring that 15.
That's us.
Bruno Fernandes with probably the worst. He sliced that shot. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Think so?
Yeah, dude.
I honestly thought that was it did look like he sliced it because it did almost hit the side netting from like 40 yards out. But I don't like him at all. I don't like him. For many different reasons, and some I can get into and some I can't. Manu's goal was pretty sick, and you guys took advantage of an error all within, what, I think it was like 15 minutes.
Manu's goal deserved to be a goal, for the record, but that doesn't happen.
That was a nice curler. I mean, it definitely zapped every ounce of breath in me. The entire bar was just like.
Fernandes, I will say, was absolutely terrible. I was calling for him to be subbed at halftime. I'm pretty sure he connected like negative three passes in the first half.
Nope.
Fernandes, Bruno.
Oh, yeah.
it was just awful. And he's almost like, it's either he is so much better than his teammates that he looks bad, or he's that bad. I don't actually care which one it is because he's bad. Was turning the ball over every 2 seconds, not tracking back, complaining, throwing his hands up. It was a shame. But Casemiro is night and day above in terms of talent the rest of his team.
Yeah.
It's so funny to me when he does anything with the ball. It's almost majestic.
He had a decent game.
Yep. He's got no help. But I don't know, even Rashford at one point was uncharacteristically unprofessional with his teammates about a run someone made. So United, lucky to draw. We'll take the point. We need it. Ten Hag, hold on for dear life to his job.
Just like every other Man United man. I mean, I swear it's like they're, it's threat of their teeth all the time, every game.
I think Yeah, I think it's interesting. McGuire, I feel, has McGuire redeemed himself, you guys think?
I don't know. There was a couple times in the first half when it was like 90% possession where I was just like watching him run around. And I was like, dude, he looks so out of his depth right now. Nah. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I mean.
I feel like he's back from the depths of whatever he was going for. Basically got canceled. Made a bit of a return. Where's Darwin been, man?
I think he missed a chance. He created a great chance in the first like 5 minutes, which I loved. I mean, what I will see in my nightmares is that I forgot when it was. It was definitely second half, like late second half, the 5v2 we had. And it was like Diaz, Salah, and Nunez. And I was watching it and I'm like, we're not going to score. Like, I just know this is too easy.
Mbwala.
But I'm not throwing the towel in. I was really happy with 60 minutes of that game, 70 minutes of that game. Arsenal, I've got a pretty tough schedule. They still have to play like Spurs. Hopefully Pedro Neto is back for Wolves. They got to play Chelsea, or Chelsea look like they can score 4 and concede 6 in the same game. I'm not throwing it in. But that was a heartbreaker. That's blame it on the front three. It's their fault.
You guys still took 100%. A point from United on the road at Old Trafford. Not an easy stadium to go through.
No, it's not. That's I would say in terms of atmosphere and occasion, not an easy place to go.
Right.
Or play at this point in the season as well. But we should have won. But onwards and upwards, it's out of our hands now. So
I don't know if you guys heard, or Ben, you were able to answer whether or not you felt like it was points dropped for Man U. And then Nate, I mean, for you, this is the only, I don't know if it's the only team this season, but you've dropped points twice to Man U this season. Is it an issue on your part?
I mean, it's so funny how it's like, I would love for Man U to be our bogey team. If we have to, like, I mean, if you told me this 10 years ago, maybe more than that, like, oh yeah, you're going to take like 2 points off Man U this year. I'd be like, okay, I'm good with that. But you know, we definitely need to be, we have to win everything. I think it's 8 games left.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We got to win all of them. I'm very mad at West Ham for getting blown out by Arsenal. That makes me the most mad. I think about that a lot. I'm like, wasn't that – where was that? Was that at the Emirates or was that at the West Ham Stadium? Doesn't matter. Like, London absolute – they should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. David Moyes.
It's not
go
great.
Go jump in the river, man.
But it's not great. Not great.
I mean, David Moyes coming back from the dead to haunt me in a different city in a different game entirely.
Yeah. So the result of that game, where does that leave the standings of the top five? Anybody have that up by chance?
Oh, it's neck and neck. They're tied first. If you lost that game, Nate, I'd be like throwing the towel. You guys are coming in third. But because you're still tied on points.
What was Wan-Bissaka doing on that? Dude, I was watching him. I'm like, no way he dives in for this ball. And I'm like, oh my God,
right,
he's going for it.
On the left.
He has no business playing there.
I love
how has Manchester United, mighty Manchester United, not signed a better fullback. I don't know where Wan-Bissaka plays, the right or left back of the league changes than Wan-Bissaka. So, like,
I think it's difficult to find a solid fullback. I think a top class world fullback is probably one of the most difficult. I think along with the goalkeeper,
I would agree.
The dying breed
is probably one of the most difficult positions to lockdown.
Agreed. That being said, Luke Shaw is that player, and he's hurt all the time. At all times, Luke Shaw's injured. Luke Shaw's been healthy for a day. He's hurt.
Perhaps
it's time to
injuries
go.
Takes him out of being world class. And if it's tough. Yeah, it's fair. Tough. It's tough.
Yeah, you got to be fit to be world class. Yeah. Not like Danny Welbeck. No, I would agree with you. We haven't figured out our back four all season. I had to Google who this other center back was, though.
Oh, yeah. Kwambala.
Kwambala. Yeah.
Well, I hope I'm saying that right.
Oh, this is nice. Yeah. This is what I want to see. This is what the people want.
Yeah.
Arsenal in first place with 71 points after 31 games. So this is all after 31 games played for the top four teams.
Yeah.
Arsenal sitting atop with 71 points with a goal difference of 51. Liverpool also joint top with 71 points, but with a goal difference of 42. So a sizable gap there of 9. And then Man City following up third with 70 points and then 40 goals difference.
Bro, it's a tight one. You couldn't just make it the top six? You had to be a dick like that?
Yes, you did. Intentional.
Nice little pinch zoom.
It makes for good viewing, though. I'll tell you what.
I think Arsenal League. Have to play. Yeah, Arsenal play Villa. See, the thing is, Arsenal, the toughest away game. Oh, hey. So Arsenal plays Chelsea, Tottenham, United.
United will lose 4 or 3
Shut
or 4.
Up. Knock on wood. Don't just speak into Arsenal. Existence. I am bleeding red. I am a red devil that day. As long as we keep winning.
Let's clip that.
Yeah.
No, don't clip.
We'll come back to this in just a second. No. But Ben, Kobe Mainoo getting some high praise from Nemanja Vidic, of all people. For some reason, was commentating on this match and afterwards, and compared Mainoo to Luka Modric, of course, Ballon d'Or winner.
Yes, of course.
little bit of a stretch to compare an 18-year-old to to one of the better players of all time, or no?
Yeah. That's way too far. I mean, he's good. But I think we talked about this at length. I don't want to beat a dead horse. I feel like he's good enough. I think he's doing the right things. I think they need to hold back on playing him so much. Like, they're going to burn through him. And, you can let him kind of, grow into that role. Do not just force it on him. He's going to get some play time over the summer. Where's he from? He's English, isn't he? He's from Stockport.
I'm pretty sure he's English, yeah.
Yeah, he's from Stockport, I believe. So you know he's going to get a call up to England. Might not play, but he should travel this summer with Euro squad.
He should definitely go. If they can afford to have a.
Yeah, I mean, I could see Southgate likes to take young players and have them develop, but depends though, because there's also Southgate's last hurrah, I feel like. But probably. It's very easy to burn through a player like that. By giving them too much too early. I mean, what's the guy's name? Yorkshire Perlow, Yorkshire Pud.
Calvin Phillips.
Same thing, right? mid-table team. They needed too much of him. They put too much on him. He kind of crumbled under the pressure.
Calvin Phillips is also, he's like
28. Bring Calvin Phillips in. He's made, 2 mistakes now at a sending off. All this Yorkshire Perlow bollocks. He's a Yorkshire Pudding, mate.
That's my dad, by the way.
I swear, little sound bites from outside of a stadium have given us some of the best soccer videos of all. The Arsenal fan TV shit, that is amazing. It's the best sport in the world.
I don't remember the source. I think it was The Athletic, but they did a bit, maybe a month or so back, and they were talking about City's handling of Phil Foden. And how unconventional it was that, I don't want to say a prodigy, but obviously as a talent such as Phil Foden, how City have been very closely and almost over, it seemed like at times, over managing the amount of minutes that he was playing. Mm-hmm. When he was, I forget how old is he now, he's probably 22, fact check me please, but 22, we'll just say 22. Phil Foden's been a name that we've all been familiar with for a number of years now, 17, 18, 19 years old, he was making headlines, but City were purposely not, starting him every game and managing the amount of minutes to purposely not burn him out and to try and maximize when he does reach peak, to maximize that peak for how long that goes for versus just what Ben said, they have a sniff of talent. Full throttle, pedal to the metal until the wheels fall off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think City's management of Foden is proving now to you can see the fruits of that labor. I think Foden is meeting a more sustained peak than what would have been achieved had they just thrown him in the deep end and just tried to just continue to get the best out of him, just letting him swim in the deep end. So hopefully, you know, obviously just for the player's career's sake, Aminu gets the same treatment and is managed well enough to, you know, reach the heights, reach the absolute highest heights that he can. But we'll see. But
yeah, or we'll burn through him because we can't win a game.
Yeah, I fear for that. But hopefully that doesn't happen.
I don't Odin know, man. Odin is 23, about to turn 24, end of the month.
I was going to say, you know what's kind of odd is all of us on this call are closer to Vidic's birthday than we are Mano's, which is just a slap in the face that none of us made it. We all peaked.
hey, I accept it.
I'm still living that dream. Rocky playing on the background. One thing that stands out to me, should I say, Jadon Sancho in 10 appearances has one goal at Dortmund this season. And it's kind of interesting to see that he's not actually doing a whole lot at Dortmund right now. That was a brilliant goal in the game going on in the background. If he's not offsides.
Not offsides.
If he's...
How about my boy plays at Stuttgart? Beating Dortmund. Foul-faced Stuttgart is level on points with Bayern Munich. I don't think that's happened since they won the league in like 2000.
Every team that he plays on. But that being said, before we get into the rest of Germany...
I blame the eclipse.
Yeah, blinding. I think Sancho might have been a locker room problem. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I don't know. He's good. He just doesn't always equate to the pitch. I don't know. Was that me, Steve? Did I score?
No, you haven't. I don't think you've not scored in this game yet, but we're 2-1 up.
Our keeper needs to be fired publicly for the lack of PK presence. He let a PK in like basically right by him. It was terrible.
You saw it? I missed their goal.
It's great A viewing. So if you're listening to the podcast, first off, thanks. Second off, watch the podcast on YouTube. You see football in the background. E-games.
You get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Newcastle? Should we ask some Newcastle questions? Alex, you were the richest losers in the Premier League.
Yep.
Okay. What a title.
Let's be nice to our admin, dude. He's doing great. Let's be nice to him.
Mate, stop it. You get the same amount of minutes no matter
what. Newcastle also won. Wasn't it away, Alex? Or was it home?
Yeah, we won this weekend, but kind of bottled it against Everton midweek. We were winning 1-0. I believe, if I remember right, we got another goal that was ruled offside. But by all accounts, we're dominating the match midweek. Should have walked away with all 3 points. And in the 86th minute, I want to say, let in a goal and tied 1-1. And if we go back to the old table here, Newcastle are in 8th place, sitting on 47 points. If we had taken 2 points more, we'd be on 49 points. And I believe on goal difference, we would be above Man U. We'd be in 6th place and I'd be singing. But still in 8th.
Still can get there.
Kind of hanging on there. Potential for 6th place to be a Europa League spot. I think that is a spot that would be good for us to land in if we're not going to get back to the Champions League, which I think it's quite evident we're not. So, you know, there's that hope there. These final few weeks are going to be a huge push, but I think the injuries are piling up. I don't know what the medical staff does to our players. Like, they just take hammers to knees, like while they're getting a massage or whatever.
Rehab.
Yeah.
I love the happy ending of my massage being a hammer to the knee. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Living on the edge there, Nate. Just saying.
Yep. Yep. Glad you finished strong there. started out questionable. But yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. We'll see how Newcastle finishes. I don't think it's the season anybody thought it would be. But I think if we could somehow manage to squeak out a 6, it'd be better than I think most people thought of.
Is 5th out of the question yet?
Probably.
5th place is Villa on 60 points. I think
that's, yeah.
That's 13 points away. That's a little
How
rough.
How many games we got left?
That's tough. You have eight.
Seven.
Right? Sorry, seven.
So how many points on the table is that? Basic math, people.
I'm not your guy.
24.
21.
21, seven times three. Yep.
Is it 21?
That's tough. Okay.
Yeah. I said 20. Yeah, I round up. Can we have Everton's points? Like those
ones? So I'm glad you brought up Everton, Ben. I know we were just talking about Everton. So, I mean, I think this. Can you scroll down, Fearless Leader, please? All the way to the very depths of the ocean. There we go. So I think this is the live table now. Yeah. Now that Everton have been deducted a further 2 points as of today.
Really? Luton Town. Come on.
So they are. So the PGM of MOL has handed Luton Town a lifeline. Apparently, they found additional breaches that they are over the 105 million loss in a 3-year period by 16.6 million.
Okay.
Somebody made the joke today that that's how much Frank Lampard signed Neil Mopé for 1 year. It's like joke of a manager, actually a decent player, I think, Neil Mopé, but not good at everything. I'm pretty sick of the no love lost here for Everton, but just the FA are just like, yeah, you're getting deducted 6 points. No, it's five. It's definitely only going to be five. Okay, now it's another two, and they're maybe. Maybe we'll give you one back. We also might take away another one.
And we're going to round it.
It's like, if there are seven games left in the season, they just don't care.
Yeah,
dude. The FA don't care. It's like they clearly not only don't care about the fans, which I think we all kind of know that by now, they don't give a shit about these clubs, dude. If I'm an Everton fan, I am seething.
Meanwhile, the most serious offender.
I'm not talking about that. Nope.
I'm not. Yep. No. Yeah, I am. I am.
Yep.
The most serious offender within the same time frame is not receiving any.
They got a Netflix documentary, dude.
And they can possibly. They can still win the Champions League in the Premier League and the FA Cup, right? Yes.
How is that possible?
It's the. I mean, I can't even speak. I can't even talk right now. I can't even talk.
It's like imagine this, listener, casual listener. Imagine this. It's like you're in school and you're taking a final exam, and you get caught cheating, as well does your classmate gets caught cheating.
First off,
you get punished. You get punished from your A plus grade. You get punished down to whatever a
C's
D
for degrees.
We'll a D. A your GPA is out the door, but your friend, your classmate, doesn't
who's
get
very
punished.
Rich, and his dad knows
who
the principal.
Cheated on even more of his that test. Well. He cheated on the whole test back to front.
Yeah,
and his last grades test is the final exam for the previous year. And here, anyway. He cheated on
his final exam. Documentary on him.
And he's valedictorian.
But you got help.
This is a great analogy right here. I'm a huge fan of this.
Wait, we'll just clip this part.
He cheated all through grade school, essentially. And now you've gotten held
after
back
after failing kindergarten.
Yeah. Now you've gotten held back, and not only is he not getting in trouble for cheating, but he is. Valedictorian. How would you
and
feel?
Actually, you have to apologize to him.
Yeah, how would you feel?
It's
and then not only did your grade from A plus get demoted down to a D plus, but then they came back and redacted it and was like, actually, it's going to be a D minus. Sorry, to D minus.
Yeah. And now you got to transfer to JCO.
it's really is unbelievable that it's this late. Even their first deduction, which was, I think, over halfway through the season, that's still like, hey, guys, like, let's figure this out. You had their earnings. From the last, I mean, maybe if they got their earnings midseason, but still, it's ridiculous.
You're a couple of weeks before graduation, and you're getting
your
grades getting taken away from you, but your cheating classmate is not.
You know who doesn't stand a chance? Sheffield.
Correct. They're not cheating.
Even though they did get a point. They just didn't study.
They're just dumb. You're too old.
Yeah, they just didn't study.
Yeah, well, they didn't even go to class.
Yeah, they went. Here's the deal, guys.
We have 7 games left for them. 18 goals for them to get a century, to concede a century. They've averaged, so 82 goals they've conceded in 31 games. It's like 2.6 something goals.
A game against to get to 100. Average.
Yes.
To concede 100. So they need
2.5 goals to get in the next 7 games. And Tottenham could probably do it alone. So I think
if Tottenham are on their day and they play them, they could put in at least 4.
I feel like Sheffield should have to like play without jerseys or something for the last game if they've conceded 100.
It's like at the end of the year, the teams always play with the next season's kit. you're wearing pennies.
He's not a sponsor on it. It's just a penny. Yeah, a for sale tag. Yeah.
How bad though? I mean, for Luton Town, maybe. Yeah, just Luton Town, really. 2 teams ahead of you, Everton and Nottingham Forest have had. Well, Everton have now had multiple points deductions. Nottingham Forest have had at least 1. Right?
They got it back.
I don't know.
But wait, there's more. Probably.
I think Forest got it back. Didn't they give Forest the points back?
I think they gave them 2. Like it went from 10 to 8, whatever. But Luton Town, you're still not out of the bottom 3.
I mean,
hey, you know what? He's trying. Rob Edwards is trying his darndest. I'll say that. I respect what they're doing there.
55 goals this season.
I'm kind of curious why they don't start Andros Townsend like every game. Yeah. I always see him coming off the bench. I'm like, I know he's old, but that guy can hit a ball. That guy's got a freaking cannon on his foot. Like, you guys should probably play him like all the time. Whatever. Ross Barkley's swan song, you know, kind of like playing sort of well, very random signing. It's working.
Yeah.
Almost as random as Jesse Lingard going to South Korea. Not quite. That was the most, about as random as it gets.
No, that's the most random. Yeah.
You got to piss someone off so bad for that to be a transfer. Like, I'm just,
it's not going well out there, by the way.
What's it looking like?
I think the manager come out publicly and said like everything's wrong about this, like his attitude's wrong, his performances are wrong, like everything's really poor. And he's had to put, and then Jesse Lingard's had to put him up, come out publicly and be like, we're fine, we didn't bust up, we talked, we got it behind us, we're good now. But he's it just hasn't been, the output from Jesse Lingard has not been up to, I forget what team he plays for, but that manager's standard.
FC Seoul.
So he said Lingard's not playing with enough soul, and that's bad.
Yeah, him and Jurgen Klinsmann are not doing well over in Korea.
Bad joke.
Well, at least he went. Klinsmann didn't even go.
Yeah, Klinsmann. What an ass. What an ass hat of a grouping of comments from him about an entire country.
Dude, his agent probably just suckered him into that.
Yeah.
Also, Jesse Lingard's post, by the way. So Jesse Lingard has posts on Instagram at FC Seoul, or at FC Seoul. It's all him in the gym being like, we'll get through this. Sounds like his coach said he's out of shape.
Yeah.
Like, hey, coach, look, I'm in the gym. We get it, bro.
Yeah.
Good food in Korea. Who knows? 3-1.
God, I would love to. Korean food is amazing.
All right, Steve. Let's talk a little. Great Scott.
Let's talk about this freaking game. Loved it.
Hell of a game. Rangers and Celtic this weekend.
Glasgow Derby this weekend. Top of the table clash. A must win for Celtic, in my opinion. But not. We'll see. 3-3. 3-3 is the result. At Ibrox. Final thoughts. I feel like we were unjustly the penalty that was awarded to Rangers that ultimately changed the shift. It completely shifted the momentum in the game. We were 2-0 up. I think after that, Celtic played an exceptional first half and could have easily put this test to bed within the first half. Could have easily been 3-0, possibly even more up by halftime. Michael Beaton the referee, who is notoriously pro Rangers, awards awards Rangers a penalty. Which first of all, have any of you seen it?
Yeah. No.
You did see it? Okay. If you watch the penalty, you can and you should see, you should hear the commentators. CBS Sports, I forget who the commentators are for CBS Sports, but they're the ones who covered the game. And they were absolutely just bashing Silva, who was the Rangers player that went down, simulation, dive. He's already going down before any contact has even been made, but clearly milking it for everything that it could possibly be worth. And the commentators are just dogging him for it before it's even gone to VAR. And they're like, there's no way this can be reviewed. There's absolutely no way. They're just slating him. And then it goes to review. Beaton goes to look at it. And there's like, there's no way. We all know the result of this. There's no way it can be awarded. There's absolutely no possible way. And Beaton gives him a penalty. And if you look at if you gauge the public pulse on it, it's just an embarrassment. It is the officiate, like the conspiracy theories just have been fed another huge meal into the SFA. Needs to be really looking into the officiating, Rangers influence, because if you look at this, it's just disgustingly. It's not a penalty.
You guys penned a letter. Just to let you know. You guys are so angry that you handwrote a letter to the SPFL.
But it changes the momentum. Rangers actually scored another one like a minute after that. Celtic capitulation, but that goal was chalked off. Not allowed. So it stays 2-1 for a bit. And then I think in the second half, Rangers comes back a bit stronger. Celtics kind of takes the foot off the pedal a bit. And the last 10 minutes are really just a whirlwind of emotions, both sides.
Do you feel like Celtics should have had a PK? Like, truly.
As of a few months ago, Rangers are in, of all time, top five sides in world football to not concede a penalty. To not have a penalty awarded against them, or top five in the world, in the history of the world, to not concede a penalty. Do I think that we should have had a penalty?
Have been a pen?
Our second goal or theirs? I'm sorry.
Celtic's second goal was on a handball on a cross that hit a player in the elbow.
Yeah, 100%.
Why?
Did you see it?
Yeah, I'm rewatching it. So I don't know, there's a non-natural way.
The ball's out here and the attacker was for sure going to get on the end of the ball. That 100% influences the goal scoring opportunity. It influences
the play. I agree with you.
The goal scoring opportunity, which is so apparent there, is completely, it's not like, you know, off one of these tucked in. It's out here and it hits this like away from the attacker. 100%. Jump.
And not have your elbow go to that position.
If you say that that's not a penalty, and then you look at the one that Rangers was awarded.
No, I'm with you. I'm not arguing that either. I'm just saying
I ask for consistency. And that's just not fair. Consistent.
And it did look like that dive did look like he got sniped, by the way. It was pretty bad. That being said, I just unrelated, right? Like probably shouldn't have been called. I'm not even touching the Rangers one with a stick.
I'm looking at it here.
I don't know how you can't jump for a ball in the box and not have your elbows come up like that. The difference between a card is the goal scoring opportunity.
I understand what you're saying. You use your elbows to jump. This is where the implementation of VAR in Scottish football has just been. It's just been so mismanaged and misused, and it's making everything so much worse. But when you see it live, when you see it in the first replay, it's evident. But when you micro analyze this and you continue to look at this and overthink it,
You will find an angle that speaks.
You're gonna
truth.
You're gonna look like he was sniped.
It looks like he was sniped.
Like by the time anything, he makes contact with the ball a bit, but two, he's already going down, looking for something, and on his way down, looking for something, he then makes contact with a player with the Celtic player, and then Beaton's looking at that. He's like, "Yep, I see it." And that's not
completely right. Changed the trajectory of the game too, because it was what 2-0.
It was 2-0 in a game like that. The next goal after 2-0 is
2-0 is the most dangerous lead in football.
Especially then. So at the end of the game, like I was saying, I think what is it 1-2. So Sima scores in the 86th minute to tie it up 2-2.
Great name.
Ida scores in the 87th minute. What a response from Celtic. I wasn't expecting it, to be honest, but it was amazing to see. 87th minute, a minute afterwards, we score to make it 3-2. And then Matondo, to be honest, it was another decent goal, but a deflection, a pretty mean deflection, which was cruel. But in the third minute of added time. To make it 3-3, I think it's a good advert for Scottish football and what Scottish football can bring and offer. As a neutral, I think that's a pretty stimulating game to watch. But it's just frustrating. I was a ball of nerves for like the 3 days leading up to it and during it as well. And afterwards, I feel like even though after the game we're at 75 points, first in the league. They're 74 points second. We've played one more game than them. We're on 32 games. They're on 31. Goal difference, we're only one goal apart. We have 51 goals. They have 50. So if it comes down to goal difference, even that's down to the wire, one goal apiece. So Rangers have what? Ross County and Dundee, I think, are the next two games until the split happens. So we're definitely going to be playing Rangers again until before the end of the season comes. So... If we win our next six games, we win the league. But it's the first title race that Scottish football has seen, that Scottish top flight has seen in a while. And I think a lot of Scottish football fans probably be, I guess, happier for that, or just football fans in general. Me, it's for the birds, but
for the boys.
Yeah, it's for the boys. And height.
So you're sitting top of the league, but you're not having a laugh.
Not having a laugh.
All right.
But I mean, this is what football is about, isn't it? You don't just want to be clear and free of everyone every year. But what's the sport in that? But it's just
That PK is a bit of a disappointment, Steve.
It's just such a huge disappointment. It's just a massive disappointment, honestly.
I do wonder.
I'm watching back the video on YouTube, and when he goes to VAR and has a decision and goes back and points to the spot, it's like a Celtic player who like gives him a bark. He like is yelling at him. I swear, it looks like the referee turns around and is like, "Shut up."
Listen to the commentators when you get a chance. Listen to the commentators live talking about it, and it's just they're voicing what you're thinking.
I would also welcome anyone's feedback on that handball against
Golson.
Yeah, and it's not against Celtic, like whatever, you know what I mean? I understand why it was called. It just to me, that's something that I would welcome the discussion from the group, because I think without that crappy dive, it'd be a different kind of interpretation.
And then last little bits about Scotland is that we still have the semifinals coming up for the Scottish Cup. It is Celtic versus, I think, Aberdeen, and then Hearts versus Rangers. So there's potentially a final. A Glasgow Derby final, potentially something else as well. You know, Hearts with Lawrence Shanklin. I think Lawrence Shanklin's the top goal scorer in the Premiership. He's on fire, absolutely on fire. Leaving it late in a career, I think he's on the wrong side of 30. But he's decided now to absolutely turn it up, has made some appearances now for Scotland. Probably on the trip to Germany this summer, but Hearts and Aberdeen have a real chance to potentially come away with some silverware this season. It's a lot happening in Scotland as the season rounds up.
Speaking of silverware, let's take a look at AI's prediction for Champions League winners coming up. Again, this goes through till 2103. I don't know why that year was taken. Maybe because it fits nicely in a graphic. But it starts. It's predicting some pretty familiar names. We got Barcelona apparently this
2025.
Year. 2025. Yeah, Man U 2025. Newcastle, I'm eyeing up, are going to have to wait till 2037. Apparently, after Sporting Lisbon apparently come back to fruition in 2035. Liverpool are going to win in 2027. Man City are going to have a drought until 2028 and 29. So I assume under a new manager. We'll go down here. It takes us a while to get to full Celtic.
Wolves, man.
But 2063, Steve.
There's still hope.
Yeah,
almost 100. What is that? It's 90. Quick math, Steve. 90. 96 years on from the first one.
Nottingham Forest is going to win the year after, so
yeah. Gosh, I'd love to know the
how it formulated this.
Yeah, I'd love to know that.
What's with Torino?
How is Rangers winning it twice?
I want to know what the math is. Like this,
Wolves is winning it like, before.
What is this? I don't understand.
Scroll back down and like
Malmo.
One, two, three, four. Yeah, I saw.
Yo, Malmo who's 2057? Well. Is that team from Hungary, Ferencváros? Dude, what is this? And then there's Leicester.
Yeah. In a span, dude. In a span of 6 years, from 63 to 69, Scottish football wins three Champions Leagues out of 9 years. What an era for
Deportivo Alaves is going to win a Champions League, and then Sheriff. They put FC Sheriff, the team from Moldova, 2086.
Just
that's the dumb shit. Oh my god!
Is that St. Petersburg as well?
And then apparently Brentford.
Russia's back in good favor.
The roaring 60s coming up for Scottish football.
Oh my god!
Anyway, that's and then crazy. Real Madrid just goes on a route from 2094 through 100.
Jeez,
AI this got is, lazy at the end.
This is entertaining.
Yeah. Wow. So anyway, Zagreb, Steve,
right at the end. Beautiful.
Anyway, Steve, 2063 is your year. Don't give up.
Never give up.
Never give up. I gotta wait till 2037. So anyway,
at least you know there's a finish line.
you're just building the base right now.
Yeah,
building
the base. There's a finish line.
Ben, you got a life alert?
Nah.
Okay, that's great.
Write it off. All right. I just read a theory that Man City are being treated differently because their situation landed them in the courts, and the courts are handling the investigation of the system, whereas the Premier League is handling the other two clubs.
Yeah, it still makes me mad.
So. As Vince Vaughn said in Wedding Crashers, erroneous on all accounts.
Erroneous.
Wow. Erroneous.
There you go.
Nice.
Wow.
Nate, you got to wear anything now?
Oh.
We're writing that one off too.
Shoot, I don't.
I actually thought of one.
All right, Steve's up.
Let's go. Let's go, Steve.
All right.
Hendrik Larsson.
Nope.
All right, you got to sing, though.
Wow.
Where are they now?
Dude, ooh, try harder.
Like a jingle.
I was practicing. I got a lot of live music in Nashville. So, I, you know.
Yeah.
Be My first hint is that this player, we'll just cut to the chase. This player played for both Liverpool and Chelsea.
Yossi Benayoun.
You're no fun at five, are you?
Got him.
Did I get it?
No, it's Raul Morales. You suck. No, it was. It was Benayoun.
It was Yossi Benayoun.
His face came up on social media. I was like, I have not heard that name. Yeah, it was.
And Arsenal. This guy's played for Arsenal, too.
Alex was so mad. Yeah. Did he? I don't remember that.
Yeah, he played for Arsenal.
His name crept up on social medias, and I was like, I have not heard anyone say that man's name in years. I guarantee nobody would get him.
He scored some wild goals, important goals. Speaking of Israeli footballers, Steve, Lee Alabada made his debut last weekend for Charlotte FC.
Good.
Didn't watch it. Couldn't watch it. Try to get it on my phone. We lost, of course. But I think he's good.
Really bad. He seems to be good. Yeah. No, he's a really quality player. I feel really bad for the situation that he was in.
Yeah.
But I hope that nothing but good comes to him in the MLS.
Yeah.
I mean, Giacomakis has been absolutely bossing it for Atlanta.
He's insane.
If direct Celtic transfers to the MLS or anything to go off of, hopefully Abada can keep that going as well.
Yeah.
Nice.
This might be old news, but in Romania,
Yeah.
You know what they use instead of stretchers for injured footballers?
Can't think of anything funny to say.
Yeah.
Long answers only.
I want to be politically correct. I don't know.
A fit player?
Nope. Oh, that sounds like an old, like, communist joke. That sounds like
that's fair.
That's so funny. I don't know. Tell us, Ben.
Motorized wheelbarrows.
Don't even know.
Gotta get
a
picture
means.
Of this.
What the hell is even that?
That has a motor on it.
Wow.
I feel like that's like an oxymoron, right? Because don't you need a wheelbarrow? Literally, is man powered, right?
I'm with you. You'd have to see the video or pictures of it, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I'll put it in the P chat.
I love me some Eastern European farming equipment. Big time.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm very big in that. I'm very big in that space.
You guys watching Champions League this weekend? Champions League. Dortmund, Atletico, Barcelona, PSG tomorrow, Bayern, Arsenal, and Man City, Real Madrid on Wednesday.
Gosh, I think Arsenal and Munich is going to be a weird game. Everyone's like tilting Arsenal. I don't know.
I'm boycotting Man City, Real Madrid. I'm boycotting that one.
Yeah. I'm not watching that at all.
me too, dude. The politics in that game is too much for me.
Yeah.
Up yours, Perez.
Up yours. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I'm back in Dortmund. Dortmund win it all.
Nope.
I like that. I'm so okay with that.
No. Not in reality. In my reality, that's what happens.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I'm denying reality and substituting my own. So.
Yeah, I think Arsenal's going to smoke Bayern.
And win it.
Nope. I want a London-based team.
Eric Dier and Harry Kane both leave Tottenham, and they're like, "Wow, this is what a trophy feels like." Oh,
still don't get it. Can't even win in Germany.
There's some great teams left in this competition. I mean,
yeah. Oh, so curvy. Oh, this is nice. We should have left earlier, Eric. What are we doing?
Oh, Ben, you just want Arsenal or Man City to win because it creates a better coefficient for the Premier League, so Manchester United can get into the
damn coefficient.
You're saying there's a chance. I also hate Harry Kane, and I hate's a strong word. So just how's that a trash take?
No. Do we want to do trash takes?
We do.
Yeah, absolutely. Mashing it.
I will tell you, I googled trash takes the other day on accident. Nothing comes up.
Mm-hmm.
So starting Saturday.
You need to work better on our SEO.
Ooh, we do.
I don't want that to happen though.
Sad day with Newcastle and Spurs, 7:30 in the morning.
Bournemouth over United.
Go through Monday, April 15th, Chelsea and Everton. Who you got?
Luton Town.
Bournemouth over United.
Man City.
I think maybe actually Solanke scored recently, but he's not been on much of a tear as he has been. I think he's going to go on a bit of a tear.
I'm going to say Luton Town, draw City at that.
Dude, end. I was going to say that.
Yeah,
that,
I mean.
That would be the most insane thing to happen this season. If Man City draw points against Luton.
I think they already have, haven't they?
That was us.
Who did Luton take points against? Luton took points against someone big.
Liverpool. And I think Tottenham, too.
Newcastle.
I said someone big, Alex.
There's nothing crying my name. I was going to say Newcastle over Tottenham, but I don't want that to happen just because
I love Postecoglou. You guys win one game, you can just talk shit to me the rest of the season, Alex.
What's a trash take here? Gosh.
Nate, did you say Bournemouth over United?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Do Forest beat Wolves? I don't.
Dude, the odds for Bournemouth to beat Man United are better than the Bournemouth is favored over United more than United's favored over Bournemouth.
Yikes.
Sheesh.
Sad.
So I think technically, that means it's not a trash take.
Yeah, I guess it's not.
I don't feel really strong about this, but I'm going to say Newcastle and Tottenham draw. That's pretty vanilla for a trash take, and I apologize for it.
That's okay. It was a little fiery. A draw at this time of the season means so much more. Alex, it all comes down to you, my friend.
Who'd you go with, Steve?
I said Newcastle draw Tottenham.
Tottenham.
Who do West Ham play? Fulham.
Fulham. I'm going to go with...
How many times does that fixture happen?
Fulham beating West Ham.
Plus 33,000. Just throw that out there.
That sounds good? Question mark? I don't really know how that shit works.
Too good to be true.
Oh.
So like a tenner would win you $3,000. So it's good if you win, but ain't never gonna happen. No. Come on, Luton. So I'll recap those real quick for everyone. Because Alex is a little frozen. We got Newcastle to draw Tottenham, City and Luton Town to draw. Bournemouth beat Man United, West Ham to lose to Fulham. Well, that's another week.
It's good to be back.
And again, if you need a boiler, box.
If you need a boiler, box.
£30 a month.
That's box.
Really was really banking on the podcast to end right there, Alex. Boxed.
Boxed.
Hey. Oi, dickhead. £30 a month. This was great. Oh, yeah, there it is. Thanks. Cheers. Ricky Ricardo. Ricky Ricardo. Ricardo. Kill me back. Kill me back. Ricky Ricardo.